الرحمن الرحيم. So إن شاء الله now we will have a class about the Islamic education first. Okay. Sisters, last week we learned about الشهادة, which is the declaration of the Muslim. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. And we learned about Surah 112, Surah Al-Ikhlas, the purity of faith. Did I mention it to you last week? Okay, and alhamdulillah we learn about, you know, the belief in one God and the oneness of Allah in Islam, and that oneness of Allah includes the belief in the oneness of Allah's lordship and Allah's worship and the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the belief that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, now in the classes we will start to learn more and more in detail about the meaning of there is no God but Allah, because this is actually, you know, the identity of the Muslim. When someone will ask you, are a Muslima, you to say, yes, what is your identity? My identity is there is no God but Allah. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, but the belief of the Muslim is around there is no God but Allah. Okay, so what is the meaning of there is no God but Allah, and what is the importance of there is no God but Allah? Okay, actually, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم in Surah number 6, أفمن كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran, is he who was dead without faith by ignorance and disbelief, and we gave him life by faith and knowledge, and set for him a light of belief whereby he can walk amongst men like him who, this is like the one who is in the darkness from which he can never come out. Thus it is made fair seeming to the disbeliever that which they used to do. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sisters, is that in reality, the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the spirit. Okay? If you are a true believer, if you want to know, you are in reality, in sincerity, a true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, check yourself. Do you have an internal light and external light, or you are a confused human being like most of the people on the earth? Okay, the problem in Islam is not just to say La ilaha illallah and then you say I am a Muslima. Okay, but in spite of the fact I am a Muslima, I am not interested to follow most of the rules of Islam. I am not happy with, you know, these restrictions in Islam. I don't understand why Islam is full of restrictions. This, sister, this means that the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not clear to your spirit. You are not getting the mercy of Islam. Okay, the mercy of Islam is in the depth of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be your way of life. I will clarify to you now what is the meaning of the way of life. But the real belief from the depth of the heart in the oneness of Allah, the oneness of His lordship and His worship and His names and attributes, if you are a true believer, inshallah, and inshallah we will learn how to be a true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is the introduction. If you are a true believer, inshallah, immediately you will start to feel light in your spirit, internal and external, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that belief is bestowed by Allah in the souls of the believer, so their souls will brighten with light, which is internal and external. Okay, the internal light will give your spirit complete clarity regarding your intention, your thoughts, your actions, your plans, your way of life. Okay, immediately when you feel that you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will feel that, you know, I start to see the truth. I start to realize the reality of the worldly life. I always look around me and I notice that most of the people are living hardships and trials. And many of them are dying suddenly. And there are many events happening in this life unexpected. So you start to feel the truth about the worldly life. You will not be like the most of the people whom they are in reality living in darkness, because they are confused. They don't realize that the worldly life is a test full of hardships and trials. The worldly life is not the place for fun. This is the message of all the religions. Okay, but in the Islam, alhamdulillah, it is very clear. Okay, I am not here for fun. I am not here because I am in the test. During the test, any test in your life, while you are inside the room, you know, during any test, you will feel relaxed. You will never relax. Why? Because you have time, limited time. Okay, and you have questions, and you are not sure what is correct and what is wrong. Okay, and you are under stress because you have the goal. I want to answer the questions of the test in the best way, and I want to finish within the limited times. I want to pass the test. Okay, this is our reality in our worldly life according to Islam. Alhamdulillah, sisters. Okay, alhamdulillah, many of the Muslims are not aware that this is the real mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you live your life as a test full of hardships and trial, and this is not my goal. My goal is not the time of the test. My goal is the result of the test. Because if I pass that test, I will start to live the eternal happy life. And if I fail the test, it will be the biggest disaster in life. Okay, why? Because it will be eternal life in the hellfire. So, when I will realize this reality, according to the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, I will be all the time aware of the reality. When you tell me, Sister Mona, if you go home tonight, I am sorry to tell you that a problem happened in your house and you will not find your daughter, you have to sleep in a shelter. I tell you, okay, sister. You tell me, why you accept it like this? I tell you, because I know the truth of the reality of the worldly life. Worldly life is the test. I will be sad. This is normal. In Islam, okay, sadness is accepted. Okay, I will be sad, but I will not have shock. And I will not collapse, and I will not lose, you know, my temper, and I will not lose my belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, in reality, I will tell you, okay, sister, I will cry, I will be sad, but I accept this is the reality of worldly life, and Allah is there. You see, this is the belief in the oneness of Allah. Immediately, my mind and my spirit will escape to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will tell you, sister, Allah is the one who decided this for me, and I am sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make the good for me. And maybe if my house will not, I will not have a big whatever disaster burn or whatever, you know, my house, to lose my house. Okay, maybe if I live with my daughter in that house that night, maybe someone will come and kill us, maybe something will happen. I am sure, because I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, that this is the best for me and my daughter, and I am sure that Allah will plan for me the next step in a very good way. So you will tell me, Sister Mona, mashallah, you escape the shock very easily and very quickly. I tell you, yes. You tell me why? I tell you, because I am a believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, sister, the real mercy of Islam. When you believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are all the time having protection for your spirit from all the events of the worldly life. Yes, you can be sad. Yes, you can cry. But you will never have depression, and you will never have shock, and you will never collapse. Why? Because your belief in the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the oneness of Allah, is the light inside you. The light will always tell you, don't worry, don't worry. Allah is there. Allah is the one taking care of everything. You are a true believer in Him. He will take care of you. And for the believers, whatever Allah decreed for them is the best for them. We human beings are not supposed to understand. Why? Because life is a test. If you understand all the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how life will be a test. Life is a test because you will not understand the events of your life. But as a true believer, you have to be thankful to Allah. You have to accept all the decree of Allah. You have to have hope in Allah. You never lose the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom they are not true believers, either Muslims or not true believers, big number of Muslims, okay, because they don't live and they don't reflect on the reality of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or others, okay, they always collapse and they have shock and they lose the trust in the God and many problems happen to them. Maybe it is in their life one event and that event causes them to collapse completely. Why? Because they are not true believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the oneness, the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always give you the feeling that you have a light. Internal light and external light. When you tell me, Sister Mona, for example, I sympathize for you, you have a problem in your leg, cancel the classes for 1 or 2 months, then inshallah you will be good. I will tell you, sisters, my sister, thank you very much for your sympathy with my medical problem, but out of the light in my spirit, I don't have a guarantee that I will be alive after 2 months. And as a believer living life as a test, I want to collect as much as I can from the good deeds. So I will keep on giving, inshallah, the classes as much as I can, because life is a test. And actually life is the farm for the hereafter. I want to collect as much as I can of the good deeds. Okay, then you tell me how you have this kind of thinking. I tell you, because of the light of the belief inside my spirit. Okay, then it is not only the light inside, then it is the light outside. The light outside will make you always to see the right path. Okay, most of the people are living on the following the wrong path, none of my business. Then you tell me, not me, inshallah, I hope I am a true believer, the true believer. How come all the people are moving to the right direction and you are moving to the other direction alone? I tell you, or they tell you, no, I am not alone, I have the light. It is the light in front of me clarifying to me the way. Most of the people are not following. This is none of my business. So long I have the light, I am following the light. And when I revise my way of life, it is the same as Allah mentioned in this book and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was living. So I am sure that I am on the right path because of the light, the internal and the external light. This is, sister, the reality of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mercy of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, when you will learn about the true belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you start to feel the mercy and you start to feel, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the peace in your spirit, inshallah, okay, immediately, inshallah, when you will ask a true believer, what is the most beloved issue or reality in your life, you will tell the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important inside. This is my identity. I am equal to the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't live without this identity. Because this identity is the way of life. This identity is the light, is the trust, is the peace, is the tranquility, everything in my life. This is actually the motivation for the good deeds. All the good deeds, not only the good deeds for myself to pray and to fast and to give charity, no. The good deeds with my husband, with my kids, with all the Muslims, all the humanity, with the animals, with everyone. I am always after the good deeds. You tell me why? I tell you because of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sister, this is the reality of Islam. Alhamdulillah, as a religion. When you believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will learn this inshallah in details, you will have the perfect path of life for the believer. This means that you will receive all your beliefs, your values, your criteria, your ethics and your systems only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will perform all your activities and you will do all your action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are looking to receive the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the question is, why I am looking to receive all the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah is the only power and the only will. Why I will look to receive a reward from handful of dust? Never. I am never. This is the light of the belief. When you tell me, Sister Mona, you are not looking for this and that from the people, I tell you, who are the people? The people equal to dust. They are in more need than me. I always sympathize with them, and I try to have good manners with them, and that's it. But my life, my plans, my, you know, goals are only related to the one. The only power, the only will, the source of mercy, my Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, when you turn only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? You fulfill all your responsibilities according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most important, sisters, in Islam, and you can check yourself, you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you love all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically. Your spirit will be full of love. Okay, I love Allah, and mashallah, the weather is very good, and alhamdulillah, everything around looks very nice, and alhamdulillah, Allah has is showering us with all His blessing. All the time, your spirit is full of love, okay, and you want to help, and you want to support, and you want to forgive, and you want to forget. All the time, you are a healthy spirit full of love. This is the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you are all the time living in the area of Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. When you tell me, Sister Mona, I have a problem in your leg, this is not good, I tell you, no. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, I have my other leg, the other one is good, and because of the one which I have been in, I always appreciate the blessing of the one which is still normal. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. You see, sisters, how we are not living, you know, the mercy of Islam. This is the mercy of Islam. All the time you are in a very good mood. Alhamdulillah. And all the time you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say Alhamdulillah, you have good deeds. 10 good deeds. So all the time you are getting Alhamdulillah, good deeds, good deeds. This also supports your spirit. When you tell me today you are not in a good shape, you can't do anything, I tell you, yes, I can do a lot of good deeds because of my problem in my leg, but I am compensating by Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah. And sisters, again and again in Islam, don't be a person whom you show something and you, you know, hide something, hypocrite or hypocrisy, okay? Don't buy this, you know, trade at all. This is very bad. You will lose yourself. Okay? Always have one personality, one feeling, one face. Okay? Why? Because everything is only up to Allah. Why I have to have two faces with the people? If the people are only handful of dust, okay, I never have two faces for them at all. The true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Allah, always have the people out of the equation. Okay, even now, when we will talk about the marriage is an act of worship to Allah. My husband is out of the equation completely. He is happy, he is not happy, he is nice, he is not nice, he is this, he is that. This is none of my business. Allah is the judge. Allah will judge him and Allah will judge me. Regarding me as a true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am supposed to leave marriage as an act of worship to Allah. So I obey all the commands of Allah regarding my heart. I do whatever Allah commanded me to do for my heart. In spite of the fact my husband personally is out of the equation. This is the mercy of Islam. With your husband, with your kids, with all the Muslims, with the non-Muslims, all the time you have the good manners. Why? Because I want to be the winner in the test of the worldly life. I must have good manners with everyone. This is the rules of Islam. People don't like you. None of my business. People are not respecting you. This is between them and Allah. None of my business. My business is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to obey Him, I want to have good deeds, I want to live good life. When you obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah promised that وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fear Allah and obey His commands, Allah will make for him an outlet from every problem, an outlet which is not expected. Alhamdulillah. I will never use my mind for the outlet, because the outlet is not expected. Okay, what is my duty in this life? My duty is to be always very busy with my trust, with my responsibilities. The most important responsibility is the responsibility of choosing to obey the commands of Allah and to be a true believer in the oneness of Allah. How I can be like this? I have to have the Quran in my life. I have to have the Sunnah in my life. Okay, the Quran must be, you know, always with me. Okay, and I have always to learn the Quran, the rules of the Quran, not to recite the Quran, not to read Arabic, not just to be Muslim from outside. Okay, the reality of Islam is in the heart. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is not looking for your outside picture, okay, or for your body. Allah is looking for your deeds and your hearts. So, becoming Muslim and just interested in the outside picture, you are cheating yourself. Not Allah, not the people. Because the people are zero. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not interested in your outside picture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will evaluate you according to your intentions. And your intention is in your heart, not in your outside picture. For your outside picture, okay, there is a dress code in Islam. I must follow this because I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is not, you know, how Allah will evaluate me. Alhamdulillah, I am putting the head cover because this is the command. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not evaluate the Muslimah according to her head cover, according to the color of her head cover, according to this and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will evaluate us according to our intentions and our good deeds. Give me good deeds. Okay? Good deeds makes you always to be busy with your responsibilities. When you tell me, Sister Mona, today we have a meeting and we'll sit 2 hours and discuss this and that, I tell you, I am very sorry. I can't come. Because I have to take care of my daughter and I have to take care of my house and I have, you know, to adjust this and I have my Quran and I have my prayer. Then I need to take some rest. I don't have time, you know, because I am very busy with living the belief in the oneness of Allah. This is the belief, this is the reality of the belief system. Not just the belief is just to attend some lectures and to have some knowledge and to show off that I am a true Muslim, I am moving from one place to another. And when you check the people regarding their way, how they are treating each other, less than zero. Less than zero in reality. Okay? So immediately in 5 minutes, you evaluate those people in reality. Okay, whatever they say, whatever they do, I am coming to the masjid, I am attending the masjid, I am doing this, I am doing that. It is your own problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if you want to live Islam as a way of life, you must always say to yourself, I have Allah, the only power in my life. I fulfill all my duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to reward me. So with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I will clarify to you a practical guide to live La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah in your worldly life. Number one, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bond through which you receive the light, the power, the mercy, security, freedom, trust, reliance, hope, clarity of vision and happiness. All this feeling, I only have it through the bond with the source of all of this. Who is the source of all of these blessings? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I want to have it, I will have it from the people, I will have it from my husband, I will have it from my kids, I will have it from morning coffee. Never. Light, power, mercy, security, tranquility, hope, freedom, trust, reliance, happiness only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Only with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts can find tranquility. Okay? Actually, the connection or the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nourishment of your spirit. Okay, it will give you the power to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you have the link with Allah and the bond with Allah, the more you will have the power to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, okay, and to do the good deeds. You will be motivated to fulfill all your responsibilities towards all the people. Regarding the people, all the people in this worldly life, they have to be the source of the good deeds to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you tell me what is the relation of your husband, act of worship. I want to have good deeds. I want to please Allah. I want to have the reward. I want to be in the paradise. I want Allah to make for me an outlet from every problem. Whenever I am calling on Allah, I am sure that, oh Allah, I am obeying your commands. I have the full trust that you will help me, you will support me, you will guide me, you will take care of me. This is the reality of the living of the hearts in this worldly life. If your heart is living, you will be living this kind of life. Irrespective, you are poor, you are rich, you are highly qualified, you are not qualified, you are beautiful, you are not beautiful, whatever. Okay, this is the life of the spirits with the Lord of the spirits, with the Lord of the life, the one who owns everything, controls everything, takes care of everything. He is connected with you and he is giving you all the support. All praise to Allah. Let the people do whatever they like. I don't fear anyone. Okay? I don't cheat anyone. I don't lie on anyone. I don't act. I never act. Alhamdulillah. Sister, this is very important for the spirit. All the time, you are your reality. I am my reality. The people like it, alhamdulillah. The people don't like it, more alhamdulillah. They will be away from me. Excellent. Alhamdulillah. Okay, the good ones, they will be in a good with me. Alhamdulillah, I want to have good relation with the good people. The other people, may Allah guide them. I don't want to know them. I don't have time for them. Alhamdulillah. Yes, yes, because they always cause severe headache and make you a loser. Yes, alhamdulillah, and they are blanch. Alhamdulillah. And because of that, alhamdulillah, I am always meeting the people in my classes. This is the circle of the people whom I know in my life, only in my classes. Alhamdulillah, because those whom they are interested to come to the masjid, inshallah, they have good intention. Alhamdulillah. So with everyone, okay, with your parents, you will be dutiful to your parents. With your family, you will be a source of mercy and respect. With all the Muslims, you will live with them, with the sisterhood, with all the people, non-Muslims, you will have the good manners according to the Islam. With the universe, you have the connection of love with all the creatures of the universe, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates all the creatures to serve man, who is the master on the earth. I love Allah and I love all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they always tell me, we want to hear the voice of the revered sisters. So let us listen to the revered sisters. Thank you very much.
The uniqueness of your class is that you have, like right now you have a mix of reverts. You have some reverts that have been reverts for 7 years, for 3 years, for 2 weeks, you know. So the ones that have been here for like 7 years, they've been praying and they've got it down. So I don't think they understand when you say about the prayer what you're talking about. But mashallah, that was a good class. And I know a lot of sisters came out of that wanting more. So... So maybe if you can explain what the class is a little bit more too. I don't know if they really understand. Because I know when someone says to me a class about praying, I'm thinking, I'm going to bring some coffee. You know, I mean, I don't mean it. And it's not about the meaning of prayer. It's because usually when it's prayer, it's like how to do sujood and how to. And you get so much. And I don't think they realize that what you're talking about is something completely different from that. So that's why I say if you could explain. I hope that wasn't disrespectful. I don't mean that in any way.
No, yes, thank you, Lord. No, actually, you know, when we will learn about the prayer, I don't discuss how to pray. You know, because everyone knows how to pray. You know, Allahu Akbar, then you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, then ruku', then sujood, then you repeat, and this is the prayer. Now, alhamdulillah, when we will learn about the prayer, you will learn about the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How your spirit can be linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you can get rid of the worries, you can handle the worries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, replace it with the feelings which you are in need of, so that after the prayer, you will feel the difference. Okay, this is the most important for, it is called, actually I prefer to use the word, the Arabic word, as-salah. Because as-salah means the link. Okay, this is the word. As-salah in Arabic means the link. So as Muslims, let us use the word as-salah. You know, better than the prayer. Because when you have the correct link, this will be the most important you need in your life. Okay, and actually because of that, sometimes you will feel it, inshallah, with time, inshallah, when you will love the prayer. Sometimes when someone will come and tell you, you know, any news which you don't expect or you are not happy with, okay, you will tell to yourself, I need to pray now quickly. You know, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he has any problem, he will run to prayer. Okay, because you know, as if you know, someone will come and tell me, for example, Mona, anything happens, you know, you lost your house or whatever. So I tell you, sisters, please, for a few minutes, I need to pray. You know why? Because I want to have to get all these feelings, okay, and handle it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I am worried, this only to Allah, because I believe He is the only power and will, and He is the one who can change. And I am in need of the, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the feelings of trust and hope. When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the sujood, because when you are down in the sujood, this is the closest place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you are so down, your forehead is on the earth, okay, and Allah is the most high. Okay? But in spite of this position, this is the closest position. Because, you know why? Because you are very close to the earth. We come from the earth, we will return to the earth, and when we are so close to the earth, to our reality, we are in reality so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while you are in the sujood, you always feel how you are so weak. So in need of Allah. You can do anything. You are helpless. No, you cannot do anything because I am just like this down. And I am full, yes. And I have problems like this. And after 2 or 3 minutes, I have to return back to the worldly life with this problem. What can I do now, O Allah? While you are the only one, you can change everything with the word be. If Allah said be, while I am in the sujood, while I am down, and I am telling Him, for example, oh Allah, my daughter, she is about to be divorced, for example, inshallah not, but, oh Allah, what can I do? I can't tolerate it, this is too bad, she is this and that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, up to His mercy, He answer my call, okay, until I finish my prayer, within few hours, I will have a phone call. Okay, mommy, everything is all right, and life is very good. My husband apologized to me. Yes, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, this is why I need to pray. I need to run to Him. I need to tell Him about all the problems. Okay, I need His support. Allah will give you the support that, hold on, everything will be all right. Don't worry, don't panic, don't call on the people. Don't ask the people. Okay, this is the very, very important for the spirit of the true believer. Okay, I only call on Allah. I only need Allah. I only have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, sisters. So I tell you, let us start with the prayer, because actually without the prayer, I don't think any believer can live, inshallah. And then inshallah, alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Allah, we have time. And alhamdulillah, with our good intention, alhamdulillah, all of us that we need to know the knowledge, we want to come closer to Allah, we are looking for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah Allah will bestow His mercy on us, and we can learn more and more in short time. Okay, regarding the first question of the marriage, الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أو الله أو اللورد inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil آمين أو الله أو اللورد cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us آمين O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. The house of Allah and learn the knowledge of Allah. This is a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to leave the masjid in a more better and different feeling than you come to the masjid. Okay, this is how you feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sends you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives us this opportunity. It is not in every masjid in Houston we can find a room like this on Saturday. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us, alhamdulillah, you know, to have good relation together. Alhamdulillah. This is when the hearts are good. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a lot of reward for this 2 hours in his house. When we put the light in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are rewarded. When we mention the name of Allah, we are rewarded. When we do the dua, you are rewarded. When you learn Arabic for the sake of Allah, you are rewarded. You have 2 hours full of reward and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, return home having all the hope that inshallah Allah will reward you for that good deed. Allah will reward you inshallah in your life and inshallah in the hereafter. After, see you inshallah next week.